That's our ring. Time for love. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Little community today, we find Lum talking to Abner and Cedric. Listen.
I told you 1,000 or 100 times I ain't going to open that box till we get all these Hempstead relations straightened out.
Well, we got them straightened out, Grandpa.
Now, there's another thing, too. I want you to cut out calling me Grandpa.
Well, now, you are his Grandpa, Lum.
I ain't no such a thing.
You are done it. That family tree that Professor Crenshaw made up for him says right in there that you are his grandpa.
I don't care what it says. I know I ain't nobody's grandpa. And I don't want you calling me that no more, Cedric. Do you understand?
Yes, Mom.
That fella Crenshaw's got everybody in town thinking they're kin to one another.
Well, a lot of us are. Like Mose Moose, for instance. I never had the least idea in the world that him and me were second cousins.
Wait a minute. I think that's our ring. More than likely Ernest Blevins won't need pay for patching up the feed room where you blowed the side off of it with that dynamite.
Oh.
I put him off about a dozen times.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it, Lum. I'll get Luther Phillips to talk to him. He's his uncle.
Luther is Ernest Blevins' uncle?
Yeah.
My goodness, I never knowed that before.
Well, he never neither till yesterday. Showed up on his family tree there.
Is Luther claiming kin to the Hempsteaders?
Well, I reckon he is. He's one of the ancestors. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Just hold your potatoes. I'm talking to the phone here.
Oh.
Whoever's ringing it.
Oh.
Hello. Jot 'em down, store. This is him.
Might be Cousin Maud calling me about that.
Oh, hello, Maud.
Maud?
Maud? You are. When did you find that out? Uh-huh.
Could have told her that a long time ago.
I'll put your name down on the list, all right, Maud. Not at all, not at all. Goodbye. That was another one of your relays, Abner.
Who's that?
Maud Toops.
Maud Toops? Now, just a minute now, Lum. I ain't kin to her now.
Well, you must be.
Oh, no, sir, no.
She's one of the Hempstead heirs, and you are, too.
Is that the truth, sure enough?
That's what she said.
Well, I do know. I reckon what relation we are. Cousins or uncles or what?
I don't know, but she must be something.
Well,
that makes about half of everybody here in Pine Ridge Hempstead heirs.
Yeah, I know. They're an uncommonly big family, aren't we?
Yeah, there'd have to be about $1,000,000,000 in that box to go around.
Well, that Professor Crenshaw is sure finding us Hempsteads. I'll say that fine.
Yeah, if you want my notions on it, he's a fake.
He might be ironically and Maud is related.
I don't believe he can look your relations up as quick as he does.
Oh, well, Lord me, that don't take him no time at all, Lum. He just goes in the other room for about 10 minutes and brings it out to you. Looks it up somewhere or other and then writes it out for you.
Never taken him that long on mine. But he done made out Papa's first, so that's why it never taken him long on mine, I reckon.
Yeah, more like that. Well, it's the best $15 I ever spent, I'll say that for it. Worth that, just to know who all your relates is. Even if I don't get nothing out of that box when we open it.
Yeah, here we are, ain't got enough money to buy merchandise for the store. Oh, my goodness, there comes Grandpappy Spears.
Huh? Oh, yeah, Cousin Milford. You know me and him was cousins, didn't you?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Heard you cousining one another around here yesterday.
Bless his heart.
Disgustingest thing I ever heard. Just throwing your money away. All of you.
Well, we ain't doing... good morning, Cousin Milford.
morning, Cousin Abner. Howdy, Lum. Cedric.
Howdy, Grandpap.
Here, sit down, cuz.
Now, keep your seat, Cousin Abner. I just taken a jar of preserves by your place. Charity sent him over to Cousin Elizabeth.
She did? That was mighty thoughty of Cousin Charity.
I wish you fellas had shut up that cousin business. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing it. Cousin this and cousin that. That's all I've heard for 2 days now.
Well, Lum, you don't expect me not to speak to my relates when they come.
Relates nothing. I don't believe none of your kinfolk. That Professor Crenshaw's just a big fake. Taking your $15 for nothing.
Well, I know you just ought to talk to him, Lum. He does know your relates, I'll say that for
him. I'm tired of seeing him beating folks out of their money. Hard up as folks is here in Pine Ridge, they'll give a feller like that $15 to write out a bunch of stuff on a piece of paper that ain't got a word of truth in it.
Oh.
All right, Grannies, I'm going over there and run him out of town. I'm going to run him clean out of town. I'll put a stop to this cousin business.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lom. I wouldn't go over there mad that away now. That ain't no way to act. Lom!
Well, acted like he's mad because we're kin to one another.
Yeah. Well, to tell the truth, Cousin Milford, I think Lom's just a little jealous because he ain't one of us Hempsteads.
More than likely.
Feel just sort of outsider, you know, amongst us.
Maybe I better go along with Grandpa and help him out if he gets in any trouble.
No, no, you better stay here, Cedric. And I don't believe I'd call him Grandpa either. He don't appear to like it.
Well, that's what he is, according to this family tree of mine.
Yeah, I know he is, Cedric. I ain't arguing about it. Let me see that thing, Cedric, while we're talking about it. I still think you must be related to me and Grandpap here, or Cousin Milford. Bound to be if you're related to the Hempstead, and we are too.
This one looks like we ought to be, but I can't find y'all's name on there no place.
Well, let me see now. Just let me and Cousin Milford look it over for you now.
Yeah, might be that you're a different branch of the family tree.
I reckon they better start here. Now, starting back up here with Winston Hempstead, or Uncle Winston.
Right. Here, Cousin Abner, let's lay all three of our family trees out there together. Sort of check them again one another.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea if I can find mine. Where'd I put that? I thought I put it. Oh, here it is in my hip pocket with my watch here. Well, let's see now, starting right up here at the top.
Yeah, we all got Winston Hempstead here for a great uncle.
Yeah, see Winston there? Hempstead, Winston Hempstead.
On all three of them.
Yeah, they're on all of them here.
Well, I can't tell much about them things. I can't tell who's what. There's so many names on there.
Well, watch here now, Cedric. We'll show you here. Right here, Winston Hempstead. Right there. Now, he had two brothers and two sisters. That's one right there. And they all had children, except Uncle Winston. See, now, according to this, Grandpap, Cousin Milford's grandpa married one of his sisters, Marthy. That's her name right there.
She was my grandma.
Yeah.
Marthy Hempstead. Of course, her name was Spears after she married Grandpa.
Natural. Well, it shows it right there. It shows she married Spears. Proves it. Just don't see how that fella figures them things out.
I don't either, Abner. All he asked me was what my brothers and sisters' names was. And my mother's and father's names.
Well.
I couldn't recollect what my grandpa's and grandma's give names were.
No.
Of course, I know their last names were Spears.
Yeah, well, I was the same way.
That's good.
I reckon this Hempstead is just all a little forgetful, you know.
Yeah, more than likely.
But that's all he asked me, too.
I see all three of them is the same from Winston Hempstead on back, clean back to Columbus and Hiawatha.
Yeah, that is. That shows right there we come from the same stock of people.
Oh, blooded stock, too.
John Smith, there, Virginia there. Yeah, right on up to right there to Winston Hempstead. He's got a pretty big jump there.
Cedric, we ought to study this thing out. Oh, wait a minute. This is yours I'm looking at, Abner.
Huh? Oh.
Yeah, this is yours, Cedric. Yeah, there's your papa, Caleb, and your mama, Bernice Edwards.
This woman, see there, Lom Edwards is my grandpa.
He's right, Cousin Milford. Lom is his grandpa. See there?
Well, of course, it might be another Lom Edwards. I don't much believe that Lom is anybody's grandpa.
Well, it does look sort of like he'd have noticed, don't it?
Well, now, let's see, Cedric. Your papa, Caleb, and here's his mother and father, Steve Weehunt, and he married Nancy Spears. Spears! Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, what is it,
cuz? Cedric, your grandma and my great-grandma was the same people.
Well.
Were the same woman.
Well.
That makes you my uncle. Yes, see, you're my uncle, Cedric.
Cedric is your uncle?
Why, sure, according to this, looky here.
Well, I'll be doggone. That makes Mr. Grandpap and my little nephew, don't it?
Doggone, I believe it does. Yes, sir, right there, Nancy Spears. Well, now, what do you know about that?
Yeah, that makes you kin to him, too, Abner, me and you's cousins. Yeah, that'd throw him to be your uncle, too.
Cedric? Why, sure, that's right, yeah. Well, Uncle Cedric, how are you?
Don't kiss me, Mr. Abner.
Well, that's real ace, you know. I love blood kin.
Yeah, I'm proud to know that, Cedric.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Good for you.
That makes you an aristocracy, same as the rest of us.
Why, sure. Bring Cedric right there. Wait, Johnny Comflom. Reckon he's done run Professor Cranshaw out of town already.
Yeah, it's a shame old Lum don't come from a fine stock of people like us.
Yes, but you can tell. Look at him outside
of it. Oh, I wish he was kin to us. The Blue Bloods or Pine Ridge, you might say. The upper crust.
Yeah. I'm afraid Lum's going to make a lot of folks mad, too, going over and jumping on Professor Cranshaw that way.
Yeah, he oughtn't have did that.
No, sir.
He's mad because he don't belong to us. Him city.
Oh, wait, don't let him hear us talking about it. Did you find him, Lum?
Who? Find who?
Professor Cranshaw.
Oh, yeah. I found him down at the barbershop.
Oh. So that I didn't hope that you couldn't locate him.
Yeah, I hope you never heard him, Lum. Did you run him out of town?
Run him out of town?
Yeah, for being a fake.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know as I'd be going around calling him a fake if I was you. You oughtn't to say things about folks that way, Uncle Milford, letting you know what you're talking about.
Uncle Milford?
What'd you call me, Lum?
I think you're my uncle. Let me look at this thing again.
Well, for the land's sake, Lum's got one up.
Both of you fellas is my uncles, and Sister Simpson is my niece. I'm going to have a big family reunion over at my place tonight. Aye, grannies, I think us Hempsteadses ought to get together for a big celebrate.
Well, from the number of relatives, that family reunion should be a civic affair.